Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And at Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. You know, Vince, I was thinking this morning, how could I describe your shows if I was sitting here thinking about it? And I come up with an idea. I think your shows are like taking your mind out on the racetrack. You find out what works and don't work real fast.
Well, that's a really interesting analogy. Yeah, and I've been out on the racetrack, and I know, like Edison, I know about 8,000 ways that a light bulb won't work. Yeah,
I agree.
You know, Kyle,
I love broadcasting with you.
I love broadcasting.
Hey, I've got a story, Vince, of something that I never would have believed I've seen, not yet, anyway. So I was in the line at a store here the other day, and is at a Costco, and this lady who looked like she had quite a bit of money, dressed very nicely and everything, and had a whole bunch of stuff, big carts of stuff and pre-prepared food and of all kinds, and it got down to where it come up to like $363. And all of a sudden, the lady said, well, hold on here just a second. So she gave her $120 in cash. And then she said, well, take $40 off of this credit card. And so the lady did that. And then she says, well, take $80 off of this one. And so the lady took $80 off of that one. And then, we'll take the rest of it, the other $123, take that off of this one. And it took three credit cards and cash for that lady to pay for her, groceries that she was doing. And literally, I mean, she looked quite wealthy and the stuff she was buying, you know, would be like what, you know, rich people would eat, you know, big cakes and super, pre-prepared big meals and stuff like that. I couldn't believe it, but, I think anytime you start seeing that kind of stuff, I think we're starting to see the decline come to the upper class a lot quicker than there are the middle class, actually, probably is more accurately along the line of what this is. It's coming to the middle class quicker than they think.
Well, I saw a picture of Raquel Welch. She had passed away very, very recently, within days. And she's like three times the girl she used to be. And then if you look at a picture of Bill Gates, he's like, he doesn't look like he's passing by Twinkies. He looks like he's stopping for them and stopping at McDonald's. And he's got a gut on him. He looks way out of shape. I mean, he looks unfit. He looks extremely aged. I mean, he and I are about the same age, and I can't believe how terrible he looks. Seriously. So there is something to what you're saying. There's no question about it. Kyle, I was thinking about... I was telling Jason that we're going to talk about 5-minute university today for some of the 2-hour class. And these lessons are theoretical science lessons and actual applications of them. And let me give you an example. And this is a case study. It happened to me, and I did it. So back in 1979, Mrs. Finelli and I bought our first house together. This house was an old brick house. Nobody wanted it. It needed lots of cleaning, But everything in it was top of the line. And it had fallen into neglect by the owners, who were elderly. So, for example, the whole house needed painting on the inside and the outside and a roof and attic insulation. But this house was built in 1945, and it was the showplace for a builder. Now, what I don't understand to this day is that this house was brick, and it was finely constructed. I mean, absolutely top-notch. In the basement, it wasn't wooden joists holding up the floor. It was a Bethlehem steel I-beam. Really? When was the last time you saw a house built with an I-beam that that spanned the middle of the house so you could have a 15-foot span in the dining room and a 15-foot span in the living room? When was the last time you saw one of those? Probably never. I've never seen another one. The heating system was with cast iron radiators inset into the wall. So they were the latest technology with radiator covers, but you didn't see the radiators. They were in the wall. You just saw the covering with the vents. And it was a brilliant, brilliant design of two-inch iron pipe that flowed the hot water such that each radiator had its own little scoop in this iron plumbing system that would allow the last radiator to get the same water temperature as the first radiator. It was heated by oil, and the oil burner burned 2.35 gallons of fuel oil per hour. So this is where the lesson comes in. And fuel oil has about 135,000 BTUs of energy or heat. So what is a BTU? We've all heard the term BTUs. That stands for British Thermal Unit, right? So that is the amount of energy needed to heat 1 pound of water 1 degree Fahrenheit under normal atmospheric pressure, meaning sea level. So how much energy does it take to heat that water 1 degree Fahrenheit, 1 pound? So that's one BTU. Well, a gallon of fuel oil, and for this class, we'll say that fuel oil, diesel oil, farm fuel, they're all the same thing, okay? They are very, very close. So roughly 135,000 BTUs. This particular oil burner was a brilliant design made by a company named Peerless, the Peerless Boiler Company in Pennsylvania. It's made out of cast iron. So this boiler would take fuel oil from a 275-gallon tank in the basement, and it would pump it at a high pressure, spray it into a combustion chamber. It would be ignited by a spark, and the flame would be around 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. It's pretty darn hot. And the interesting thing about that is, let's just talk about some fuels. So a Bunsen burner that you might have seen in chemistry class runs about 1,300 degrees, 2,400 degrees Fahrenheit. There's some conversions. if you look at protein, propane, you're looking at hotter than that. More like, I've got to do some conversions here, so it'll take me a minute or so to do the conversions. But so the bottom line is there are a lot of fuels, and they get really, really hot. And if you think about a 2,500-degree flame temperature in an oil burner, what is the temperature of the flue, the flue pipe? What's the temperature of the gases exiting? Well, typically between 330 and 500 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe even 550. That means that you are heating the neighborhood with really hot exhaust coming out of your oil burner. Well, I didn't like that. So I decided to fix it. And the oil burner that we had burned 2.35 gallons an hour. They're adjustable nozzles. You can change the nozzle, and you can have a different flow rate. So at 2.35 gallons an hour of burning this fuel, it was burning the equivalent of 317,000 BTUs of fuel per hour. It's an enormous amount. And it would heat the house really fast. And it was a big, heavy oil burner from 1945. Cast iron. Well, I decided to measure the temperature of the flue. It was about 550 degrees. And that was unacceptable to me. Why would I want to send 550-degree exhaust up through the chimney when I could capture some of that? So I modified that oil burner. I changed the nozzle. I tried, let's go from 2.35 gallons an hour to 1.75 gallons per hour. You know, 1 3/4 gallons. And it worked fine. But the temperature of the flue was still high. So I brought it down by half a gallon an hour to 1 1/4 gallons. And it worked fine. But the flue temperature was still really high. So then I tried 1 gallon an hour. And it still heated the house. So I reduced the fuel consumption by more than half. And it still heated the house. And I thought, I still have room to go. So what I did was I called the city utilities. This is when I lived on the East Coast. And they brought in natural gas for free. They dug up the street. They ran the pipe. And popped a hole through the basement. And I connected it to what I bought was called a natural gas conversion kit for this oil burner. And it came with a 50,000 BTU nozzle. So I installed a 50,000 BTU gas conversion unit in what used to be a 317,000 BTU. Now, would that work? Well, sort of. It was really, really small flame compared to what used to be the oil burner. And I realized that what was happening is the oil burner with that great big blowtorch-like flame heated a large cast iron heat exchanger. It was a hydronic heating system, meaning circulating hot water. Not steam, it was circulating hot water. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more of the story, and I'd love to hear Kyle's comments. And I think you might find this interesting, and you might consider learning about these principles and apply them in your world. We'll be right back.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was working on this oil burner, this furnace in the basement of Mrs. Finelli and my first house. And so I converted the oil burner to natural gas, converted from 317,000 BTUs per hour down to 50,000. And I wanted to see if it would heat the house. And it had trouble because I couldn't extract enough heat with this great big cavernous cast iron heat exchanger in the oil burner. So what I did was in our kitchen, I was cleaning up the kitchen cabinets that were built in a galley kitchen in 1945, and under the kitchen sink, there are two cabinet, base cabinet doors, and they had this decorative screen, and that was to let air into the heat, the heating system under the kitchen sink, which was a radiator, and heat the kitchen from under the kitchen sink. So I took that screen and I cut it to fit above the highest part of the heat exchanger in the oil burner. And the idea was this screen had probably 75% metal and 25% holes. So it was mostly metal with small holes. And what I did was I reduced the flow of the exhaust gas from the gas burner so that it would have to travel across all of the heat exchanger surfaces rather than just take the quick way out, because I restricted the way the exhaust gases would flow. I put a baffle in the system, if you will. And I was able to heat that entire house with 50,000 units of natural gas. It was cleaner. I was able to reduce the chimney flue pipe down to 6 inches. And it absolutely worked. And it worked really well. However, there's some caveats. If you got into a cold house and you said, let's just turn the heat up. You know, let's say it was 60 degrees and you want it to be 70. It would take a day and a half or 2 days to do that. But if you left it at a constant temperature, it worked great. Ultimately, we sold the house and a banker bought it. Vice president of J.P. Morgan, he bought the house. And guess what the first thing he did was? Put in a new heating system. Put in a new boiler. A new, real efficient one. Probably, I'm thinking, 150, 200,000 BTUs. So instead of being patient and enjoying extreme economy of a heating system, he put in a new one with high efficiency numbers that cost them probably 3 times as much fuel. That's physics. That's an application of theoretical physics, and it absolutely worked. But the average person doesn't understand it. The average person who works in a heating company doesn't understand it. The guys who install the new heating system cost this guy wasted fuel, cost the planet more pollution. Made no sense to me at all. But that's what they did. Kyle, any comments about what I did and the theory involved and the practical application? Did I explain it so that you could understand it?
Oh, well, I was following you real easy. That's an excellent idea, Vince. You know, back then, Vince, energy was really abundant and everywhere and cheap, you know. And so what it did was it made the manufacturing of devices such as furnaces and automobiles and everything else back then, it made it easy to make them inefficient because energy was cheap. I remember back in those same years, Vince, 75, 6, 7, somewhere in there, it was on NBC News, and they were talking about the inefficiency of automobiles, of all things. And I'll never forget, because I almost never watched the news, but Dad had it on, and they had this Chevy Impala. A car, and they were running that Chevy Impala, and they had took the fuel line completely off of the second Impala. So there was two cars. They ran the exhaust from one Chevy Impala into the air intake of the second Chevy Impala and had the fuel line completely disconnected, completely turned off. And they started the second car.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. A Black Hawk helicopter from the Tennessee National Guard crashed in Alabama, killing 2 crew members on a training mission yesterday afternoon. The UH-60 crashed in the unincorporated community of Harvest along Alabama Highway 53. That's about a half hour's drive northwest of Huntsville, Alabama. Witnesses at the scene called the pilot a hero for avoiding buildings. The witness continued, saying, "It sounded like a big rig engine braking just before it hit the ground." One person is dead and three more injured after a shooting at a mall in El Paso, Texas. Two men were arrested and taken into custody after the shooting. El Paso Interim Police Chief Peter Pasillas.
We have two in custody. We had off-duty officers working at a local establishment within the mall, and were on scene at 5:08 p.m. in 3 minutes. That officer immediately took one individual into custody.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
And Kyle's talking about two Chevy Impalas. Years ago,
yeah.
And one running off the exhaust of another. Now, please continue.
Sure. Well, it just showed to me, and literally when they hooked it, I'll back up a second here, when they hooked the one car that was running to the intake of the other car, they started the second Chevy Impala and were literally able to accelerate it, everything, run that car and accelerate and everything just off of the exhaust of the first one because it was so inefficient. There was so much fuel coming through the first car that was running that it could literally run the second car. And it was the way that, you know, it goes back to that saying we talked about a while back, Vince. You know, tough men build great societies which foster opulence, and opulence produces weak men, which produces weak societies, and then it's the whole thing's got to start all over again. You keep running through that cycle. And I think that's where we're coming to again. We're running through that cycle where things are become, you know, we're so inefficient for so long because resources, great men, strong men, powerful men built great companies that made everything so easy to have and produce that now we're at the point where everybody is so weak that they don't know how to do anything, which is why your show is so important. It goes right back to what I've shared before, and I'll give you an update here on the magic heat reclaimer that I've got in my wood stove. So the temperature on the top of my wood stove is about 400 degrees when it's cold. It was 3 degrees this morning outside, and we're trying to get the house warm. And so the temperature on the top of my wood stove, we got it cooking good to about 400 degrees. And I have another little temperature gauge on top. So the pipe comes up, then it goes through this magic heat, which is a heat reclaimer. The heat goes around these tubes. There's a fan on the other side of it, and when the temperature in these tubes get up to 185 degrees, it kicks this fan on, and the fan blows the cool air from the backside of the stove out into the house. Well, and then the cools off exhaust gases are going up through the roof. Well, I'm looking at it right now, so the top of the wood stove is 400 degrees. It goes through the magic heat. And I'm looking at it right now, and it's barely over 100-degree temperature. So I am using that heat that would have been wasted going up the stack to produce heat in the house. And so far this year, right now, Vince, we're at approximately 2.25 cords of wood. It's what I've burnt this entire year. And I have a friend of mine, in fact, two of them I have talked to, and said that so far this winter they have burnt an extra cord compared to where they were last year because we had such cold temperatures that started so much earlier. So the idea of being able to take things and produce and get your house warm and to try to become efficient and think in terms of efficiency and preserving what you've got is going to become the norm, I think. And the sooner we adapt, the easier it will be for us to be able to keep ourselves alive at the rate this is going. Your comment.
Okay, so let's flesh this out just a little bit more, Kyle, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
My understanding is that you're using less wood than you normally would have this year because you're using an additional heat exchanger to capture and put in your house heat that would have gone up the chimney. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
How much, as a percentage of wood, what percentage would you estimate that you have saved in wood? With this,
I would say right now, real close to 40%, at least 35%.
Okay, so you have saved the equivalent. If this device were free, that you added on, and the labor were free, you've saved 35 to 40% on your heating bill. Period.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now, Kyle, would you say that that is very much akin to the same thing? And by the way, class, Kyle and I have not discussed teaching this in class today. Kyle mentioned to me that he had this magic heat device, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks ago, but we did not plan on teaching it this way. But what Kyle's saying, I believe, is very similar in concept to what I said that I did in the early 1980s by improving the efficiency and not letting that extra heat go out the chimney. Kyle, would you say we tried
exactly.
to accomplish? Okay. Different tools, but the same concept. Not letting that heat go out the chimney. So in that line of thinking, we don't heat with a wood stove in the house, but we heat with a wood stove outside the house. So this thing that we have looks like a steel garden shed. It's got a traditional pitched roof, and it has a chimney, and it's stainless steel chimney, and it's all made out of steel siding. And there's a firebox, and around the firebox is a water jacket, about 400 gallons of water. And the fire, fueled by wood, burns and heats the water jacket. There's a circulator pump that sends the water, hot water underground into our house to a traditional heating system. And the heat is extracted, and cooled water is sent back to the water jacket for reheating. And it just goes round and round and round. Same water has been heating our house for over 10 years. The same amount of 400 gallons of water. Okay. I wanted to reduce the wood consumption. And I wanted to do it very easily. Almost for free. So I tried two different approaches. I wanted to reduce the amount of air going into the combustion chamber. This is a naturally aspired system, meaning there's no turbocharger, there's no supercharger, there is no fan that blows air into the firebox. A damper opens up that lets air in, and it closes when the heat, the water has reached the temperature that I set it to be. So I've done several things. I tried restricting the amount of air that goes in, kind of choking it off at the windpipe, if you will. And that works. It absolutely works. You burn less fuel. So the fire is less intense. It doesn't get as hot. And because it doesn't get as hot, the exhaust gases out the chimney aren't as hot. Then I reset that back to its normal amount of air consumption on the intake side. And I decided to restrict the flue pipe, make it smaller. And all I did, and this flue pipe comes out of the wood stove horizontally, and then it makes a right turn, 90-degree turn, and goes straight up. There happens to be a T there, a clean-out T. So all I did was insert one common brick, a red brick that you would use to build a house with, a solid brick. I put it in there and reduced the exhaust by somewhere close to 40%. Maybe 50%. So the exhaust would have a tougher time getting out. That means that the combustion would be at a lower temperature because it couldn't get rid of as much exhaust and it was choking on its own exhaust. So it self leveled the temperature that it could live with. And we reduced our wood consumption by about 40%. So there are different ways of approaching this problem. And if you look at a brand new wood stove, that's really neat what those guys do. They say, well, we're going to make this real efficient. So they take a turbocharger, or more like a supercharger. It's actually a fan, a blower cage motor, electric motor, that pumps air, atmospheric air, into the combustion chamber. And it gets really hot, like 2,000 degrees. It gets really hot and it turns the wood to just white dust, like ash. Like what you might mix with water and make sheetrock out of. You know, the inside of sheetrock. It'd be like that. But the exhaust temperature is so high, you're wasting an enormous amount of wood, and there's certain things you can't do. If you have one of these new EPA-endorsed and regulated stoves, you can't burn wet wood. Now, burning wet wood is not a good idea. But what is wet wood? Well, wet wood is wood that's just been cut. It contains a lot of moisture because the tree was just alive. wet wood could also be and wood that's damp because it's outside and it got rained on. To use one of these new stoves, you have to have really dry wood. So you can't just burn any kind of wood you want. Well, I wasn't too keen on that because sometimes the wood that we haul out of our woods when trees fall down and limbs fall down, they've been down there for years, and now there's dirt in them. So not only do we have wood, but we have wood with dirt. And so I want to make sure that we can burn all that stuff. And we can because we have the good old-fashioned, naturally aspired wood stove. But the new ones won't do that. And so think about, if you're going to get a wood stove, think about what kind of wood you can burn in it. Now, Kyle, you could burn wet wood in your wood stove, right? It's not ideal, because you have to boil off all that moisture before the wood can burn. And wood burns over roughly 450 degrees, roughly. And water boils at 212 degrees. So you've got to boil off all that water that's in the wood before the wood can ignite, right? But can you can you burn wet wood in your wood stove if you had to?
Well, you could if you had to. It's difficult to get it burning, you know, but and also usually when they require, when you say wet wood, if you're talking, it's usually another term for that is green. And they'll say that because it's got a lot of sap in it. Once you get the sap burning, it'll keep burning for a long time, but it also creates a lot of creosote. That's the other thing that is the drawback, and I bet you have that on yours as well. Mine, I normally have to clean my pipe on my wood stove. I'll usually do it at the beginning of the year, and I'll do it towards the middle of the winter, and then at the end, usually, unless I have to, you know, use it very much towards the end of the year. But this year, with this extra heat reclaimer, I am creating more creosote.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Guys, we're talking about wood stoves, and we're talking about creosote, and there's some lessons to be learned in this as well. Kyle was talking about that as he lowered the flue temperature, the exhaust temperature of his wood stove, he developed more creosote. Creosote starts out as a light, fluffy, dark, dark gray to black substance, and when you add moisture to it, it gets more tar-like. Shiny and more tar-like, and it's extremely flammable. And so when you hear of chimney fires, what is being discussed is the chimney has probably been lined with soot, which is creosote from wood fires, if it's been a wood-fired fireplace or wood stove. So that lines the chimney, and it's flammable, and with the right amount of heat, and meaning enough heat, it will start a fire, and it will be like a jet. It will be like a blowtorch. But the torch is your chimney. And when this happens, it is terrifying. The temperatures get to 1,000, you know, over 1,000 degrees, maybe 2,000 degrees, and it can crack a chimney. And it sounds like a jet engine. It really does. If that ever happens to you, what you need to do immediately is shut off the air to the chimney. So if it's a fireplace and you can close down the damper to prevent fresh air from entering this fire chamber, which happens to be your chimney, that's a good thing. But if you have a fire in your fireplace and you try to close off the chimney with the damper, then you might set your house on fire. So the best thing to do is to avoid all this and not have the creosote build up. So creosote, the lower the temperature of the fire, the more probability of building creosote. And what I do is I watch it very carefully, and as creosote builds up in our firebox, I will increase the temperature of the fire. I'll increase that, and the creosote will burn off. But if I let it get too much creosote in the firebox or the chimney, I could have a chimney fire. And everybody in our house knows exactly what to do if there's a chimney fire in our outdoor wood furnace. And what we would do is, because the firebox contains the fire, we can shut off the air to the firebox completely, and the chimney fire will extinguish. And all we have to do is shut off the switch that controls the air damper that lets air inside the firebox. That's all we have to do. And I'm pretty sure Kyle would have the same kind of mechanical operation to shut off the air in his firebox through the controls on the front of his wood stove to prevent the chimney fire from getting out of control. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. You could shut it off instantly. And I will tell you, if you ever do have chimney fire, it'll wake you up right now, because that'll go from, like Vince is saying there, when it'll literally go between 1,000 and 2,000 degrees, and it will happen in a matter of seconds. It isn't a matter of minutes. It's seconds once this catches on fire. So with this magic heat, I cannot, unless I pull it out, right, I can't just do like Vince in that sense of creating a hotter fire to burn off that creosote, because the magic heat will cool it down no matter what. So what I have to do is monthly, approximately every 4 to 5 weeks, I went up there on the roof and cleaned it out and pushed it, and the magic heat has a little scraper. So the creosote that's up above the magic heat falls down into the magic heat, and there's a little scraper on the side of the box, and you move the scraper back and forth, and it takes that creosote and then pushes it over to the side and drops it down into the wood stove to be reburnt. So that's the way it works for me, which works extremely well. It's something that I haven't owned before, and something I'm learning about, but it's a really easy learn. So it's just a matter of adapting it, and it's worth it to me to have it. I do have, right beside my wood stove, I have the pipe that replaces the magic heat in case we were to lose power for a long period of time. I would flip it over on my solar system and run that. But if I got to the point where I had no heat, no power at all, I would replace that magic heat. And then I have three of these little thermal fans that sit on top of the wood stove. And basically they're a little motor that operates from the thermal effect of the fan of the wood stove and turns these little fans on. I have three of them that still move air around. Because the way our house is designed, the way to keep the entire house comfortable is to move air. And so we move quite a bit of air.
Yeah, and class, if you have an indoor wood stove, one of those cast iron or steel plate wood stoves, what you can do is try using like a box fan or a window fan or some kind of a fan, blowing air gently from the back of the wood stove, where you blow air along the side of the wood stove and extract even more heat. And that may reduce your heat, the wood consumption by, I don't know, maybe 20%, 25% as well. So there are a lot of things you can do to improve the efficiency. And we've got Charles in Ohio on line one, Greg in Utah on line two.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.